Ed Bell from Marblehead is joining us here, and Ed is a former news director at WBZ, WHDH Radio, Channel 7 in Boston, Associated Press, Washington, and Boston Bureau Chief for APTV. And Ed, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Ed, the I want to talk to you a little bit about the coverage that we're seeing around the coronavirus, COVID-19. But you also do a television show in Marblehead that is now on hiatus because of all of this. But what are you hearing from Marblehead? And tell us a little bit about your role with as host and the different guests that you have on the program.
Well, Marblehead's a little bit of an enclave, so we're not seeing any real cases of coronavirus here, at least that we know about yet. Our television show is based at the middle school where MHTV has its headquarters and its studio. And the schools are closed and they're being deep cleaned, and so we haven't been in there at all. And it means that the show won't be taped this month. It's difficult to do it remotely because the show depends on an interchange between all of the panelists that are sitting there. You could try it remotely, but it would be a little awkward. So I think we're just going to remain on hiatus for the month of April.
Let me ask you this. If you were to do a television show, let's say today, who would be on your show?
Well, Anthony Silva from WBZ is one of the regular panelists. Chris Stevens, who lives in Nahant and is the editor of the Marblehead Reporter, is another. Will Dowd, who writes for the Swampscott Reporter and the Salem Gazette, is usually on there. And Ethan Foreman from the Salem News.
Wow, that's a great group of people you've assembled, huh?
Yeah. We are very proud of it. This would have been our 77th show. And it's a monthly show, so you do the math and you can tell we've been on there for a number of years. I think we have the largest crew of any production at MHTV. And we're probably, other than headliner, we're the longest running show.
Unbelievable. Great. And it's only monthly. But so that means every show is high quality, correct?
That's correct. I mean, and it kind of follows the pattern of life in Marblehead. The town warrant is being put together at this point, and we're working up to town meeting in May. So our topics would include issues that would be on the town meeting warrant, things like banning leaf blowers and winter parking, and an override request to rebuild the public library here. So those are all issues that we would be kicking around this month if we were on the air.
Well, we're talking with Ed Bell. Ed, since we're all engulfed in the coronavirus shutdown, if you will, isolation or social isolating here, tell us what you're thinking and what you're seeing with the news coverage. I understand you do consume a lot of television news.
Well, I was watching CBS this morning, and all three anchors are in their homes, and they're interacting as best they can. They're stepping on top of one another, but that's to be expected, you know, when you're not all together in the same studio. I do think there has been some helpful information. There's been some hopeful information in terms of the plasma that they're testing to see if, you know, if they can get a cure out of it. So I think that the quality of the news so far has been better than pre-pandemic.
I think I would agree with you on that. I think you're absolutely right about it. It's a good point to make. And it's clearly the story's in front of us, but there's a lot to report on that story.
That's correct. And people in the media seem to be taking it very seriously. And so there aren't a lot of gaps, and I think that there's a lot of thought going into the programming now.
Now, you worked in Washington, Ed, or did you work in Boston for the Washington AP?
I worked in Washington, D.C. I was the head of AP's television division at the time, and my work down there was more executive than news type. But certainly the city kind of surrounds you, and you get caught up in everything that's going on.
I'm wondering here, Ed, you must have a lot of insight and still know people that work with the Associated Press. Now, the Associated Press, just a decade or two ago, was a monster news organization that every media outlet, television, radio, they all subscribed to it, newspapers and so on. Has it shrunk now with all the other, with the consolidation in media?
Well, the newspaper division has shrunk with the consolidation of newspapers and the in those newspapers that have gone out of business. And so the main drivers of business at the Associated Press these days are the internet and the broadcasters. And there haven't been many television stations, or any to my knowledge, that have gone dark. So they all subscribe to the Associated Press. But the biggest consumers of news from AP are turning out to be places like Yahoo.
Interesting. Okay. Do you have any thoughts on the way we're getting news nowadays to the way we used to get news? I look back at the old days in Boston radio. I mean, you had vibrant news staffs on both WBZ radio and HDH radio. I mean, those were great days to listen to radio.
Yeah, radio is shrinking, obviously, and there's a ton of consolidation in radio. And a lot of the news that you hear now is not necessarily locally generated. It's kind of a national mishmash of information. When I was at WBZ, I had a staff of 14. I'm not sure they're anywhere near that today.
And they're an all-news station, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess let me end with this, Ed, is the president's news conferences now. I wanted to get your take on this because I understand ratings-wise they're a monster hit. I mean, rivaling Monday Night Football for audience, although I think Monday Night Football audiences may have dropped in the last decade as well. But anyway, Monday Night Football audience, and it seems as if a lot of people are watching these, but networks are covering them different ways.
Well, I was surprised. You know, we used to have a rule that you couldn't cut away from a presidential news conference, and the networks are doing that, which is all right, because now you have the all-news cable, and if you want it, you can switch over to a CNN or a Fox or whatever, whatever you're used to seeing. So I don't have any dispute with that. I would just as soon see a newscast as see all the bit players that kind of step to the mic when the president, vice president, Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Birx are done. But that's kind of changed.
Yeah, I kind of monitor every once in a while. Since I'm home, like a lot of us are, I'll flip around and I'll have a criticism of Trump is he does tend to talk a little bit too much and too long. And by that time, I get it that if I'm Channel 5 or Channel 4, I might bump away from that. I get it and go back to my local news. And then you miss the doctors, which really are the guys, Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, which are really kind of the more interesting piece or the information that really needs to get out there to people.
Well, if the president stays on script, that's fine. But he tends to go off the rails and then it's all over the place.
Well, and I think that's good television. But on the other hand, I guess it as far as information, some folks that might be watching some channel might then miss out, as I'm saying, on Dr. Birx or Dr. Fauci or whatever. Ed, anything else to share with us? I know you're just back from the South, from Florida, back up here in our beautiful weather here. But Any other thoughts on what you're seeing here in this really most unusual time for the country?
Well, you know, we got off an airplane a couple of weeks ago, and because we had been flying in very close quarters, we self-quarantined for 2 weeks. And now we're part of the stay-at-home crowd anyway. So I mean, that's kind of the way that worked out. It's interesting. You can do some creative stuff with the Internet. Thank God we have the Internet these days. Last night we had a virtual family scavenger hunt, and people were members of our family were on from places like Marlboro and Marion and Marblehead, and we were all running around our house gathering stuff for a scavenger hunt. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I organized a conference call with our extended family last Sunday night, and that worked out pretty good. So yeah. I was surprised we got a pretty good turnout on that from around the country. So that was neat. And I thought about it, but did not do it this week. But maybe again, we'll see what happens, how that plays out. But Ed, always good talking with you. And hopefully we can check back again soon. But be safe. And again, thanks for your insights.
Thank you, Bill. Nice talking to you, too.
Ed Bell with us here on Connections.